Okay, you can introduce yourself.
Hi, my name is Stephanie Lee.
Okay, so Stephanie, so why don't we start off with, like, you've selected like one particular piece that maybe you want to start off with and talk about the process you used to get to it, you know, your ideas about this particular piece. So just start off with one that you would like to start off with.
Okay, I guess I'll just start off with Garage Shop Whiz.
Okay.
So it's a work that's influenced by Jacob Riis, who was considered a photographer who would find out the real details of life and how life was in New York during a time period when there was tenement living and there were squalid living conditions. And in my piece of work, which is Garage Shop Boys, it features these boys sitting on the road. And I took this picture in Vietnam when I went to visit. And basically, what I was trying to convey with this piece of work is the fact that I was surprised that in the 21st century that living conditions like this are happening. So, yeah, that's basically the idea I had behind that.
All right. Some of your pieces in your IW pages, you talk about social issues a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a particular studio work you want to talk about, or some pages from your IWB that you would like to start off with talking about that deals with that?
Sure, with social issues?
Well, yeah, I mean, like, yeah, it seems to be that where you're talking about, like, women or
mm-hmm.
things like that. So you pick the place where you want to start.
Okay. Well, I can start with, I suppose, page 12, when I'm talking about Sharia law, which is a law from Islamic culture where women are suppressed by their husbands and by a male-dominant society. So I have featured on this page a photograph of this woman from the Times magazine. She has her nose chopped off and her ears have also been chopped off by her husband and her husband's family because she attempted to run away from abuse. And this was one of the things that really impacted me and I thought I should touch on because, like you mentioned, female social issues is something that I find really important. And the fact that this is happening and the fact that media isn't talking about this or the fact that there was only one magazine article that discussed this really surprises me because it's an issue that deserves to be talked about. And so, yeah, basically I talk a lot about female condition also because on page 15 I talk about the way that society expects perfection from females who are celebrities. So I have featured on this page celebrities who have been photoshopped and airbrushed to look like perfection. And I just think that no matter where you are in the world or what culture or what society you're in, there's some sort of, there are ideals being pushed on you and how you should be and how you should look like or how you should act. So on the next page, on page 16, I do a study of Cindy Sherman, who is an influential feminist woman who does work on portraitures of herself. And she puts herself in these situations. For example, I analyzed a bit about her historical portraits, where she puts herself in a situation where she appears to be suppressed by what society pushes on her. So, for example, in Untitled from 1989, she's dressed up as a Renaissance woman, but there are certain aspects about her that are different from the traditional Renaissance portrait of, say, the actual time period of the Renaissance portraits. So it's really interesting, and she's got really influential work, and that's what influenced my piece, Renaissance Woman.
Okay, can you talk about that piece?
Yeah, I can talk about that. Okay, so basically, like Sherman, it's a self-portraiture. The person featured in the picture is me, and what I have as the furthest most inner layer is it looks like a painted female. It was actually a photograph of myself, and I had done a lot of makeup, and I set up the camera to take the picture of myself on a timer. But there are bruises on her face, and they're made of paint, so there can be different things deduced from this, whether it be that it was the artist who painted her this way to make her seem like an abused woman, or the fact that she has been abused because she has been painted in this way. So the outermost mask, which is just a plain white mask, has nothing except for a really fake smile on it, and it's got perfect lips and perfect teeth, but basically what it is, it's an outer shell that nobody can see past. So that's what that is. And then the layer beneath that is my face from modern time, which is just another mask that I have that nobody really, you know, bothers to see behind the fake perfect facade. There's another mask of seriousness, of a modern person trying to break away from the past, which is the abused woman from the Renaissance times.
So there's what you want to elaborate on more of your ideas? Tell us more about some of your thoughts.
I start in my IWB with a little bit of an analysis of Italy when I went 2 summers ago, and the culture that was there and how that's different from my own culture as a Chinese person. So, the first page is from Italy, and the second page is about Hong Kong, which is where my mother's family's from, and I go there pretty often during summer, so I have a really good idea of how the culture is from there.
So just be clear, we're referring to page 1 and 2 of your IWB,
yes.
Correct?
Okay. Page 1 and page 2.
Okay, continue.
And then also page 3, because page 3 is also about Hong Kong.
Okay.
And in that, and on page 3 is exhibited my piece also of a nighttime shot of Hong Kong, which is one of my studio works. So basically, in this picture is a nice landscape of a night shot in Hong Kong, and this exhibits the culture and the nightlife of Hong Kong. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And then, continuing with the Asia topic, I go to my Vietnam pictures, which, like I said before, are parallel to Jacob Riis's pictures because they're in documentary style of featuring the lifestyle that is in Vietnam and the squalid conditions. So this is relevant to also, because this is talking about human rights and the human condition, I thought it might be interesting to start studying about marketing, which is how my candidate statement comes in. So because Jacob Riis was a really, really good person, he was good at telling the world about the conditions. So I felt that, you know, I should at least study about how to share information with the public. So that led to my study of the ASPCA and how they get contributors to contribute to them on page 6. And so I have pictures from the ASPCA on the left and then my own pictures on the right. And I'm just talking about marketing strategies and techniques that people will use to get people to donate. So that leads to my next page 8, actually page 8 through 11, where I talk about this multicultural charity dance concert that I was the coordinator for. And basically, a lot of work went into this, and I wanted to be able to share with my school community and our community in Southern California about different nationalities and their culture. So that's what this was about. And one of my studio works, which is Dance for Hope Poster 2, features one of the multicultural posters that I made and spent a really long time on Photoshop putting together.
You can see in your IWB, and you have your screenshots or your Photoshop techniques there.
On page 9 I show a screenshot of the Photoshop. And basically, with my posters for Dance for Hope, there are 5 different posters that were created. And what I wanted to do was garner interest around the school and around our community by making different types of posters and showing that there was a variety to the show. So that's what this was about. And this was through the Interact Club at our school, which is about service to the community also. So it relates back into my human interest.
And since you're talking about marketing, and so you're the idea of there's marketing for commercial use, and but the idea of marketing, Jacob Riis does this,
right?
Marketing for campaigns to help people. I noticed you have a piece that you're Barbara Kruger, you're referencing. Can you tell us the title of that one?
Sure. It's called Not Today.
Okay.
It's a social commentary about consumerism and how people today are selfish, and how they how the term broke is used too often about not being able to afford things, when in fact the picture displays my friend who has a Starbucks cup and her cell phone in her hand. So she's evidently not broke, and at least in the situation where I'm talking about it, as in like Vietnam and Jacob Riis. Basically, student culture and culture today in America, I will say, is spoiled, and the diction that we use to describe our situation is completely wrong.
Yeah, okay. For generally for most people, right?
For most people, right. Of course, not for everybody.
Right,
but,
Okay. Yeah, so it's a... And Barbara Kruger uses that. She has, like, very commercial marketing look, and so it has it. So you're tying into that as well.
Right.
So it seems like a lot of what you're doing is about this, like your images of yourself there on...
Renaissance
woman. It's about there's an appearance, right?
Yes.
So it's like
about
lot, yeah.
showing yourself as a persona to other people.
Right. Yeah. So it's a lot about this. Yeah. So it's all kind of interconnects that way. So are there things you want to elaborate on from your like any thoughts from any other pieces you want to mention?
Oh yeah. Okay. So I should comment on some of these other studio works that I have that are also covered in my IWB about surrealism, which is something that I thought was interesting. Because following my study of Barbara Kruger, I wanted to also know more about different forms of popular art or that stood out.
Can you tell us the page number?
Yeah, on page 25, I'm going to talk about
okay.
Gather Your Rosebuds, which is my... my work that was influenced by René Magritte. So he was a surrealist artist, and I tried to emulate that with my work and tie in also the aspect about youth, as I did with Barbara Kruger's work, and the passing of time and aging and maturity. So that's where this comes in. And then later on, I have another piece of work on page 28 of also influenced by Magritte, but also Ansel Adams, and it's a surrealist piece of work about environmentalism, which is another social piece of work.
Interesting. Yeah, it looks somewhat like Jerry Yulsman a little bit too, Ernest.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that's we'll about do it. So thank you very much, Stephanie.
All right, thank you.
All right.